Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Give me some chai. Do you want some tea today? Do you want some tea today?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host for tonight, Leah the Sunstar, and my co-host, Kale the DJ. Thank you for tuning in to Enlightened Tea, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. On the show tonight, we're going to be discussing Healing Your Inner Child Part 2, and we have a special guest in the house tonight who is a prophet, a business owner, and one of the most amazing intuitive readers that I know, Prophet BK. Thank you for joining us, Prophet BK.
That introduction, yes. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Yes, I got my friends in the house, and we here to sip on tea and talk about tea. So I got to, of course, do my routine of what type of tea are we sipping on tonight. So let's get started. Kel, the DJ, what type of tea are you sipping on tonight?
I am sipping on ginger tea tonight.
Yay!
You like ginger tea, don't you?
I love ginger tea.
I know you do.
But oh, yes, goodness. So we already know. So, Prophet BK, what kind of tea are you sipping on tonight?
I am drinking ginger root tea. Yes, Lord.
Sweet.
Okay.
That's the best healing herb tea I love. So that's why I always drink it.
I mean, I can agree with that. I can definitely agree with that. I love me some ginger. Well, tonight I am not sipping on tea. I am sipping on smoothie. A vegan dark chocolate smoothie from Smoothie King, because I don't have a kitchen right now. My kitchen is under reconstruction, such as my life.
All our lives.
So I'm going to sip on this vegan dark chocolate banana smoothie that has bananas and dates and wild blueberries and vanilla and cocoa and Sun Warrior organic vegan protein and almond milk in it. How about that?
Did you say
and
dates?
And that's going to be my dinner. Yes, it does.
Ooh,
it has dates in it.
That's what your grandma used to give you to keep you regular.
Dates are delicious, first and foremost. And, yes, I would rather eat dates than eat liver, okay?
Oh, liver? God, give me the liver with some gravy.
Ew.
Yeah, liver's not bad.
I love liver. My mom
disgusting.
Used to make the best liver.
No. I mean, that is a down south thing all day. But if you had iron deficiency like I had as a child, I am still traumatized from the liver that I had to eat as a child. Like, get rid of it. So, on Enlightened Tea Radio, we love to discuss the latest entertainment social topics from a higher self and lower self perspective. And last week, we talked a little bit about the Michael Jackson documentary, and we talked about Soulja Boy. So, this week, I actually want to talk a little bit about Chris Brown. And this full moon in Libra that we experienced last Friday that kind of carried throughout the whole weekend, because I feel like the healing your inner child is it's just happening like all around. So Chris Brown hasn't majorly been in the news lately, but I know a couple of months ago he was in the news about potentially raping a young woman in another country. I think it was Paris or somewhere like that. Then they came back and they said the woman was lying. But he typically, I think he was in the news like recently, like within the past couple of weeks, about some kind of people having drugs or something, allegedly something happening at a party. So Chris Brown's one of those young child stars, right, that he got into a serious relationship when he was still kind of young, and that serious relationship kind of ended in tragedy. But when you truly hear his story and you truly hear the background of his life, you see that he witnessed his mom being in a domestic violence situation growing up. And, you know, I wanted to bring that up because a lot of people feel like they may not be affected by their childhood when they really are. Or some people feel like, oh, well, my child's not paying attention to what's really going on in my life. Or, you know, some people are just oblivious to the fact that children pick up energy. And what we do does affect our kids, whether they see it or not. It affects them even more when they witness it, but it can still affect them regardless of if they see it or not, because we have karmic, you know, energy and karmic ties. So you can't ever expect that the things that you do won't ever have a way of coming back, you know, because it may not come back on you, but it may come back through your kids, or it may affect your kids in some shape, form, or fashion, you know, should you have children in your lifetime. So I thought it was very interesting to talk about Chris Brown and talk about a little bit about his upbringing and how he has progressed as an adult. I think he should be 30 now, or close to 30, if he's not 30. He should be close to 30, so he's probably not 30 yet, but he's probably in his late 20s, close to 30 at this point. But every time you hear something about Chris Brown, it's typically negative, and I truly feel like it stems from his childhood. He had this good guy image, and then it's almost like you get a diagnosis from a doctor, and you start believing what the doctor says. So if the doctor says you're going to die, you start preparing for death. And you don't receive the fact that you can live, you know, and you can still have a life. So I feel like the same thing goes for Chris Brown. Once he had that incident with his ex, and he got labeled as an abuser, he basically, you know, got to the point where he just totally transformed into this, I'm going to have tattoos all over my body. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have this bad boy image. That's what I call it, a bad boy image. But I don't think that's who he truly was. I just think he felt like, let me fit the part, because people want to villainize me. And, you know, I got to talk about, I'll bring her up a little bit later, but y'all know I love the Trap Witch on IG. She's another Atlanta-based spiritualist, and she always has these great messages, like, every other day, if not every day. And she talked about, if you're a good person, don't ever grow weary in being a good person. Don't ever allow somebody to change you or what people say about you to change you. And I haven't reposted that yet, but I feel like that's a strong message even for Chris Brown. It's like he came out, he had this good guy image, switched over to this quote-unquote bad boy. And what he doesn't realize, I think, is that he attracted more of that energy to himself. So let's get into it. So let's start with you, Prophet BK. What are your higher self? What does your higher self say, and your lower self say about Chris Brown and him needing to heal his inner child?
Whew. Okay. Well, personally, I think that it's going to be really hard for him to do that until he comes to a place where he wants to take off the mask and not portray this image to the world for money. And that's going to be hard for him to do because he is in the limelight. It's not going to end well for him if he doesn't get some people around him to really help him raise his vibration and change his consciousness. Oh, y'all hear that feedback?
I can hear it.
Can y'all hear me?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I was saying you might have to get rid of one of your lines because I think it's because of both of the lines. But
yeah.
So what is your lower? That's an excellent higher self perspective. What does your lower self have to say about him?
You know, my lower self really doesn't have anything to say because I feel bad for him.
I mean, that's a lower self response, though.
I mean, I feel bad for him because, you know, he's very talented. And I knew it was a lie.
Very talented.
I knew it was a lie. Like, they talked about the whole situation and then all the people that was around him. Even his girlfriend was with him at the club. So I was just like, why would he have his girlfriend at the club and then turn around and go to the hotel and rape some girl?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing just, it didn't resonate. It felt like a lie. And then, like, over time, the truth came out. So, like, my lower self was just, like, on mute. It is. Because, you know, usually I got something real, real good to say. But with him, I just feel a lot of pity for him. And I know he needs a lot of grace because, like I said, you know, he has an image that he has to portray. And sometimes it's... he's contracted to be this certain image. You know, it's down on paper.
Right.
Basically, the record labels own them when they get signed to these labels. And until he could get out that contract, you know, he's kind of stuck.
Right. Yeah. I think he... I truly feel the same way. You know, my lower self feels the same way about him. As you do when it comes to just having empathy for the child because he's been through so much, but I just, you know, my prayer is for him to get it. And when I say get it, it's for him to get the healing that he needs because little Chris needs to be healed so that big Chris can find his way to who he really is because, well, we'll go in. I'll get into my spiel a little bit in a second. Kel, what's your higher self and what's your lower self say about Chris Brown and healing his inner child?
As far as, like, my higher self, Chris Brown, you know, especially because, like we talked about, he's a child star and, you know, he hasn't had a private life since he was, like, really little, you know, and he needs to be able to have that time for healing because he doesn't. He doesn't really have the time, realistically, he doesn't have the time to address things. So what he does is, you know, he kind of does things outwardly to show, like, oh, I'm okay, but, you know, he's not really okay. But I think he's been pretty calm a lot lately. Like, he actually made a post today about addressing Wendy Williams because Wendy said that he's, like, late to concerts. And I've seen Chris Brown, and when I mean to tell you the time they said Chris Brown was coming out, he was there on the dot. He was there.
Mm.
So I've never seen him be late to a concert. And a lot of people commented. They was like, we don't know what you're talking about. He's not late to concerts. And the way he addressed it was really clean and clear. It was just like, I'm not late. I don't know who you're talking about. And that was pretty much it. Yeah, that was pretty much it. But he kept it, you know, he didn't cuss nobody out. He didn't get angry. So he probably is doing some things for healing. But as far as, like, lower self goes, I don't know. Like, that's kind of tough because it's like, I am a fan of his. And, you know, the stuff that, like, the incident that he had with, you know, his ex-girlfriend.
Karrueche? Which ex-girlfriend? He done had a lot. Oh, you talking about the first ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
The first celebrity ex-girlfriend?
Yes, that one. Yes, gotcha. That one. And, like, he just, like, I know, like, I was in a situation where someone was being, you know, saw their mother being abused, and I was in a relationship with them, and they were abusive. So I can really directly relate to that. And, you know, I don't feel as though I have a real lower self perspective on it, but as far as, like, I could tell he's probably changed a whole lot since back then, so. But he just needs to just sit down somewhere. But he can't. He can't, but that's what he needs. He needs to sit down. He needs to be just sat down and get intensive therapy. But we know that's not going to happen. So
it might happen. It's a possibility it might happen. But we're going to take a quick commercial music break real quick, and then we're going to get back into it. I'm going to give my spiel about, Chris Brown. So we'll be right back to all of our listeners and with these quick music breaks.
This is an original instrumental
Another Impossible Production.
Welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. We just heard Prophet B, before the music break, we actually heard Prophet BK and Kel, the DJ of Higher and Lower Self Perspective, on Chris Brown. And our topic for tonight is Healing Your Inner Child Part 2. So I just want to wrap up, you know, with saying, you know, my higher and lower thoughts on my higher self and my lower self perspective on Chris Brown. So my lower self says, you know, dude, have several seats. Like, just, you know, be an artist and do what artists do. But try to steer yourself clear of the drama and the BS. Like, please and thank you. Because to everybody else's point, he's a very talented artist. But he gets lost in the sauce. That's what my lower self would say. He gets lost in the sauce. He gets lost in the celebrity. Now, my higher self says, poor little Tank Tank. So here's the thing, and here's my thought on it. You have your higher self, and you have your shadow self. You need to have a balance inside of you between them. You cannot be all shadow, and you cannot be all higher self. You have to still maintain a balance within yourself. What happens in a lot of people is they don't have that balance, and they don't know how to find that balance between their shadow and their higher self. So he's like, he fully embraced his shadow. And there's nothing wrong with embracing your shadow, but you can't live like that all the time. So, you know, for those of you all who are listening, your shadow is the person that you typically, the side of your personality, the side of yourself that you typically are ashamed of. A lot of people love their shadow. Some people love their shadow. Some people hate their shadow. Some people love their shadow a little bit too much. But it's typically that side of yourself that's just the Billy Bad Butt, you know, the Billy Badass part of yourself, you know, like you just, you like, you know, you, I'll give you an example. Say you really like sex and like you're addicted to porn. So your shadow self is going to go all in. Like, it could cause you, or if you like attention, and so you're an attention seeker, and that's a part of your shadow, you'll find yourself doing stuff that will have you losing stuff that your higher self wants you to have, because you're stuck on your shadow, and you're stuck there, and you can't move past your habits that are not, like, habits that you should have every day, or habits that could compromise your relationships, or habits that could have you losing out on things and missing opportunities with people because you are, you know, you so intertwined with your shadow. And so with Chris Brown, like I said, I think he had not embraced his shadow, but then something happened and his shadow came out. So let's just say his shadow might be a little bit of Ike Turner, right? So you got a little bit of Ike Turner in him because that's what he witnessed growing up. And once he went there, he couldn't shut it off. So he had so then he went and got all these tattoos. Like, he just changed his whole entire look. Like, Chris Brown is tatted from his head to his toe. And he just has a totally different look. He came out rapping and doing all this other stuff. And again, he's an excellent artist. But it has gotten sullied. So he totally went left instead of trying to stay in the middle of left and right. So I really feel like my higher self feels like if he had someone I would say in the metaphysical community, that could walk him through some type of inner child healing techniques, he would find that he probably went too far left. And I'm not saying that having a whole bunch of tattoos means that you completely embrace your shadow. I'm definitely not saying that. It's not the tattoos. It's the bad boy image that came along with the tattoos. It's the image of I made a mistake. I owned that mistake. I did what I had to do to fulfill my responsibility towards the mistakes that I made, but now people still want to label me as this, so I'm just going to fully embrace who I am, like, or who people say I am, instead of just being who you want to be. And you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much my higher self thoughts on that. So with all that being said, with the full moon in Libra that we just had, which was really centered around relationships and healing, and I actually did a talk at or a seminar at the Little Five Points Community Center here in Atlanta, Georgia, last Wednesday about the full moon in Libra, and we did a little exercise about what should you be trying to attract, or what would you like to attract with this full moon in Libra, because it was all about relationships and partnerships and identity. So again, the word identity, the topic tonight being healing your inner child, which can truly impact your identity if you don't deal with the inner work that you need to do. So the full moon in Libra was all about partnerships and identity. So you could have said, hey, I haven't been working on myself enough, or putting enough energy towards myself, so I'm going to take this time to really work on me. You could say, oh, I've been really working on myself a whole lot, and I've neglected my partnership, whether it be a friendship, a relationship, a business partnership, you know, so you want to put your energy there. So I just want to, you know, talk to you all a little bit about what energies did you feel around this new moon, this full moon in Libra that we had last Friday. And how has your life been impacted by this full moon energy, and what did you choose to focus on for the full moon? And again, I talked around attracting, releasing, and strengthening. So what did you want to attract? What did you want to strengthen? What did you want to release during this full moon? And I told people, if you wanted to focus on identity, this would be a good time to do some mirror work and work on healing your inner child. So let's start with you, Prophet BK. What are your thoughts on the new moon, the full moon that we just had in Libra, and any energies that you experienced, any things that you dealt with, anything that came out or revealed itself?
Oh, well, let's see. Where did we start on this list? I know for me strongly it was about I had to release some family members and create boundaries, and I had to be okay with it and know that the reason I was setting these boundaries was because I was honoring myself and my spirit. So that's what I had to release, because it was really hard, because part of me wanted to, like, really just, like, snap on them. But then, you know, the other part of my higher self was just like, no, why do I put all that energy into it? And see, a lot of times situations like that, when it comes to family, especially I think with family, because it triggers your inner child. Because, you know, especially if it's like your aunts or uncles, you're always taught to have respect for them. But now at 40, how do you demand respect from them, because you're also an adult and a human being as well? And so a lot of times things like that can strike that. And it was weird, because when I sometimes deal with certain family members, I feel like the 12, 11, 10-year-old Berwin. I don't feel like the 43-year-old man that would knock your head off, like I do with other people. Now, when it comes to family, I feel like a little kid. And it gets to a place where sometimes I had to constantly say, okay, you're a grown man. stand on your own. And if they have a problem with it, tell them goodbye. There's the door. And if we don't have relationship because I'm standing up for myself and speaking for myself, then that it just has to be that. And I actually had a client that I had that conversation with too last week, you know, about sometimes the people that we have to set boundaries with is our family members. And it hurts because mm-hmm. that's our blood. But sometimes family know how to make them triggers go off. And when
yeah,
you see the signs,
absolutely.
You have to learn to release it and let it go.
Absolutely. That's so true.
Now, for the attraction part, I think I accidentally attracted a partner.
Accidentally? Oh, do tell. How does that work?
Well, because I've known the person for like over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But in conversation, it got kind of deep, and we were kind of expressing what it was we were looking for in partners, and it just so happened as we were actually texting the conversation, we both kept texting the exact same words.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it kind of spooked.
That is deep.
It kind of spooked. So we have a date in a couple of weeks, so we're going to see where that goes. So that's why I say accidentally,
wow.
Because I really wasn't focusing on partnership.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, the universe knows what you need when you need it the most. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your day and your strengthening.
Thank you. Strengthening was owning my gift and not being afraid to be different, which has always been kind of hard for me because, you know, growing up, you know, and this kind of has been part most of my life. I noticed that if I had someone to mentor me, I took on a lot of their characteristics and I did things the way they did it, even though it didn't resonate completely with me. And so I've had this revelation probably about three different times, once in my 20s, once in my 30s, and now at 43, where I had to realize I had to be my authentic self. You can learn principles and tools from mentors and people that you, you know, respect and look up to, but you don't have to be them. And so for me,
yeah.
I had to strengthen that, my own voice, my own uniqueness, and embrace it and say, yeah, you may do it like this, but I do it like this, and if somebody has a problem with it, it's really none of your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's some inner strengthening for sure. I want to say, like, even though I feel like you're a very confident person, it's just like you took a stance to stand firmly in that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I come
That's
across as very confident because I'm just gifted and strong
mm-hmm.
in personality. But sometimes when I do my inner work, yeah, I have a lot of different insecurities because I still feel like at 43, I'm still finding myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I always make the comment how I remember being a kid and I remember when my parents turned 40. And now that I'm 43, I'm looking back like, damn, they was just figuring out life theyself. Like some of the stuff they did, you know, when I was growing up, they just didn't know because they was learning by trial and error. But because they were the adults and the parents, we just always thought your parents knew everything about life. And now at 43,
like they had it all together.
Right. We thought they had it all together. Now we realize that they was some lug nuts too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That view as a kid, you don't see the full picture, right?
Not until you walk in their age and shoes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm learning that a lot, too. So, y'all, we had to take a quick commercial break. Callers, if you would like to join in on the conversation or get a reading for your week ahead, stay tuned. After these commercial breaks, hold the lines, and we'll get to you after this quick music commercial break. We'll be back.
Another
Medium Fossil Production. Fossil Pride.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine, you're on the air. Welcome to MIT Radio. I'm sorry, y'all. I was talking on mute. We have Catherine on the line from New York, y'all. Her birthday is June 26th. And Catherine's calling in to get a weekly upcoming reading for her week ahead. So we're going to go ahead and give that to you, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
You better shuffle those cards.
I'm just saying, you know, I was over here having a whole conversation. I just was really like, welcome back to Alliance Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. I'm just sitting over here talking on mute. Woo! Whew. Okay. So, Catherine, what I'm seeing for you this upcoming week is that you're going to come into some finances after a long-awaited, you've been going through a little battle when it comes to something financial, a little struggle. But I'm seeing you coming out on top, and you need to get you some fluorite stone. If you know where to, you can actually go, if you don't already have fluorite, definitely get you some fluorite this week. I'm just saying that your guides want you to stay strong and just know that you're going to have the victory. Like, you're going to come out on top in this situation, and whatever's been blocking you or holding you back is going to be cut away. Like swift. So you can expect that to happen within the next 7 days. Like, it's a very clear message of this little, anything that was blocking you from getting some coins, as we call it, from getting from having your money, or anything that was delaying. It could be related to a job, it could be related to money, but definitely I see some, just this whole next upcoming week for you, the next 7 days are going to truly be about you coming out on top with some type of financial matter. And to know that your transitioned relatives, ancestors, loved ones, guardian angels have your back, and they're trying to keep you strong through the process, because you're going to come out on top. Prophet BK or Kel, do y'all have anything?
Well, I pulled some cards for her. I pulled 4 cards from the Healing with the Angels deck, and my reading actually would be kind of piggybacking off of Leah's reading, because the 4 cards I picked up was New Beginnings, Surrender and Release, Trust, and Answered Prayer. So this week is looking really, really, really good for you. Like, as far as everything that you wanted to go, you know, this week should go very smooth for you. And, you know, the Answered Prayer card was like, it stood out to me, because it's like an angel with, it's like green, so it's like, that could be related to money, definitely, with your answer prayer. So you have 2 cards with green background.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that can definitely be related to a reward for you for this week. But everything looks really positive for you.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Prophet BK, did you get anything?
Actually, when you said her name the first time, all I kept hearing Spirit say was to tell her it's okay to embrace the change. I feel a lot of change and transitioning going on around you, and Spirit is definitely saying it's okay to embrace the change. You're going to a different level of consciousness of how you see yourself and how you see life. It's like a rebirthing that's being processed in you right now, and there's some old things that's going to be cut away, and there's some embracing of the new you, the new thought processes, the new feelings, the emotions, and even something with a relationship. I see a relationship. Definitely, I say probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have some shifting coming in your areas of relationship.
Wow.
So be open to it.
Yeah, so wow, that's amazing. No, so many things that you all have touched on is so true. Just today I sent in an application to a hiring manager. I had a good phone call with somebody I could collaborate with just a little bit ago. So yeah, wow. Yeah, thank you. You lovely souls are
right. Yeah, you got some changes coming in, but they're positive changes. So call back next week and let us know how everything went. See, you know, let us know if you experienced some of those breakthroughs. But definitely, if not this week, well, this week is going to be really nice. It's going to go really smoothly for you, especially when it comes to finances, for sure. But call us back next week on next Tuesday. We'll be here and give us an update.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
You're so
all
welcome.
Right. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. Have a marvelous week ahead, too.
You too.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
And you too, Dan. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Callers, if you would like to join in on the conversation and get a reading for the week ahead, definitely give us a call. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Getting back into the conversation, I think we left off with you, Kel, the DJ. What did you find yourself attracting, strengthening, and releasing during this Libra full moon that we just had?
During this full moon, I actually, before the full moon, I was concentrating on my self-care because I, you know, I'm dealing with some career changes. So, like, you know, Libras are all about that balance in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
absolutely.
So I felt that energy. You know how it comes in a little bit before the moon comes. So I felt that energy really strongly. I'm like, okay, I need to do something nice for myself. And I've been lighting a lot of candles, like a lot of candles lately. And I sometimes go through those phases where I have like one candle or I light like three or four candles. But my focus as far as like, okay, keep, run back to three things that you said. You said the... Was it the attracting?
It was what did you decide or what did you feel led to attract? What did you feel led to strengthen and what did you feel led to release during this past weekend? Of course the full moon in Libra came in on Friday morning. But we didn't see the effects of it till Friday night, but that's when it actually officially came into being full on the East Coast, which is where we are. So, yeah, strengthening, attracting, releasing.
Strengthening, attracting, releasing. Okay. As far as strengthening, strengthening my ability to like, negotiate things, I've always had some difficulty with that. So I'm working on my presentation when it comes to my work and, you know, getting what I want out of it instead of just, you know, taking kind of what's there. So I'm working on being stronger and more confident. And I am attracting, you know, more work, steady work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my stuff is work-based right now. But and relief.
Yeah, and you know, you actually have some great partnerships too. You formed some great partnerships, I feel, on the work scene, on the, you know, living your best life, doing what you desire to do every morning. You really made some great partnerships, in my opinion. Just because I know you're busy.
That was definitely part of the attracting. You know, I worked on that prior. And so I asked for that, like for some guidance, some help, and I definitely have a partner that is really helping me out a whole lot right now. But it's so funny because even on the back end, I've had some, like, jobs come up, and then, like, somebody else will take it. And I'm like, do I really want that? Is that what I needed? But when I think about it, I'm like, that's not what I was asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as far as like attracting,
so a little self-awareness.
That's part of attracting. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, self-awareness. But, you know, I'm just releasing, right now I'm releasing the need to take on too much because I will overwhelm myself at times. So I'm like, okay, let me stay focused on what I want. You know, that's why I'm glad that those jobs weren't mine because that would have been taken on too much. So, yeah, that's exactly what I've been working on with, you know, I'm a fire sign, so I love my candles. So that's exactly what I've been doing for myself.
Lighting candles. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of healing work happens during lighting of candles, for sure. A lot of breakthroughs.
Yeah.
That candle energy can bring through some things that, you know, have been being held back. So for me, I, just to be all the way transparent, I mean, my whole focus last week was really around partnerships, and then it kind of shifted to healing. So attraction would have to, I would have to say for me, is attracting ease, attracting peace, attracting comfort,
okay.
attracting ease and comfort and peace. And yeah, so that would be my attraction. Filling my wings, flapping my wings, my fairy wings. Everybody knows I'm a fairy. So filling my flight feathers, you know, filling my wings, getting them back, you know, a lot of self-love last Friday, a lot of self-love energy, a lot of focus on myself and healing myself and realizing things about myself. I'm not sure if you all had a chance to download this app called The Pattern, but it's a very interesting app. So it actually tells you a lot about yourself, and you can put in a partner and you can read about things between you and your partner if you have one. So I would encourage everybody who's listening, if you have an iPad or an iPhone, to download this app called The Pattern. It's called something different on Android. I don't have it in front of me right now because I have an Android phone, but I have an iPad as well. So I just downloaded it from iTunes on my iPad. But anyways, it's a free app. So I spent some time reading that like Thursday and Friday of last week, just, and I had to realize some things about myself. So healing my inner child. What are the feelings and the thoughts and the emotions that I'm still attracting into my life now that I experienced as a child, which would be hurt, which would be feeling devalued or feeling like I'm not worthy. So I've been really focusing a lot of energy on affirmations and telling my child self, you are whole just as you are. And reprogramming myself, because I used to tell myself, oh, if you don't have to work for it, it ain't worth having. That's a lie. That's a lie. And I'm learning that that's a lie I have told myself my whole life, because all I saw, you know, growing up was, you know, even though I saw my parents being married, you know, and my parents were married for almost 50 years before my dad transitioned, I used to always feel like regardless of what relationship I was in, it was going to have issues, it was going to have problems, it was going to be painful, it was going to be highs and lows, but that's not the truth, and you don't have to accept that, is what I have realized, that anything that's not protecting your peace, anything that's not keeping the peace, anything that's not adding to your peace, anything that's causing drama, causing tension, causing anxiety, you know, whether it be a job, whether it be a person, anything you feel like you have to work hard or prove yourself, I got to prove my love to this person, I got to prove my worth to this job, that is BS. It's BS. And it's something that I have told myself, and I learned this recently, like within this past weekend, I learned subconsciously I've been telling myself this narrative for years, and it's just not the truth. Some things can come to you through grace, with ease, and peace, and you can have a peace of mind about it, and you can be okay with it, and it can just come to you easily, and you don't have to fight for it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to stress about it. And that's a huge revelation for me, y'all. That's a huge revelation to who I am as a person. That's a huge revelation to my past life person as to who I'm going to be in this life and who I am now and who I'm destined to become. That set me on a different path. So attraction, absolutely. Peace, ease. Strengthening my finances. Being clear about as my ships come in, as I secure these bags, what percentage is going to what I need to do on my home front, what I need to do for my mother, you know, different stuff like that. And then the release part which is really painful, but it's releasing those narratives, releasing those beliefs, releasing anybody and anything that does not keep, protect, or add to my peace, releasing tension, drama, stress, releasing that person inside of me, releasing that energy inside of me that feels like I had to prove myself to anybody, that I had to love somebody enough, or I had to do this job perfect, or I had to be the perfect everything for a person. Because the truth is, you could be the perfect employee, you could be the perfect partner, you could be the perfect spouse, you could be the perfect friend, and you could still have people take a big fat shit on you and not care. You could be the perfect child, the perfect cousin, the perfect sister, brother, whatever. And at the end of the day, it's not about you being that for those other people. It's about you just being yourself. And if they don't see you for who you are, they don't appreciate you for who you are, then you just know that they probably weren't meant to be with you.
Amen.
And so, yeah, that was a very painful realization. But I truly feel like I've grown like 10 feet tall from having this revelation within myself and having this conversation with my inner child. Like, it's okay. You don't have to get straight A's in school to get this money from your parents anymore. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do this to get something from someone else. Because the truth is, you could be doing all this stuff to get something from somebody else and they don't give it to you. Then you're left hurt, disappointed, sad, you know, and you're feeling bad within yourself because you did all of this to get this. But it was something that I realized I was trained to do in childhood. I was trained growing up to do X, Y, and Z by my parents, groomed, trained, whatever you want to call it. And it just transformed over into my work life, into my relationships, and it has not served me well. So I have to get rid of it because that's not the truth. You shouldn't have to work hard for people to see for people to see your worth or your value. You just are that. You just bring it with you. If they don't see it, they weren't meant to see it. Bye. Like, bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye. So, bye to the job. Bye to the whatever. It has to go. So, anyways, all right. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up for tonight and do our say our goodbyes, and we'll be out. Thank y'all for listening. Again, we still have a couple more minutes left, callers. So if you're on the line and you want to get a reading for your week ahead, please give us a call at 914-803-4591. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is another Infosol production.
This is an original instrumental.
Fossil Pride.
Production.
another InfoSol production.
This is an original instrumental.
InfoSol Pride.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. Right now, we have a caller holding on the line for a weekly reading for the upcoming week, and her name is Michelle. Hi, Michelle from Wisconsin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And Michelle is a Libra. We're going to get into your reading, Michelle, real quick for you.
Okay.
Prophet BK or DJ Kel, if you all are ready, you all can go ahead.
Well, Michelle, when I heard your name, the first thing that I got was there's going to be some doors that's going to open for you this week. Be very discerning at which door to walk through. Follow your intuition and trust your intuition. Sometimes you sense things, feel things, see things. You kind of get annoying, but then you go into your analytical mind. Spirit says stay on your analytical mind and stay in your gut. Follow your intuition and just go forward.
Okay.
Kale, you have anything?
Yes. Actually, I pulled three cards from Healing with the Angels deck for Michelle, and they say divine guidance, signs, and celebration. But I was also getting some hits in my solar plexus and the sacral, like, chakra area, like in between there. So when Berwyn said follow your gut, I was getting, before he said that, I was getting gut punches for you. Like, you're not listening, you're not tuning in. But it's because you're not trusting. So you have to go and get divine guidance about these situations that you're dealing with so that you can celebrate. But you have a lot of signs around you. You have a lot of things that you're like, missing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like you're trying to block it out and ignore it, but you need to focus, you know? Because
yeah.
The last card is the last card that came up was celebration. You got a big celebration coming up.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of times that can mean a promotion or, you know, just something like you've been gunning for a long time that'll come up for you, but you got to trust.
Okay. Maybe a relationship?
You said, could it be a relationship?
Yeah,
that's what
I actually want to ask about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been seeing somebody, or have you wanted to see somebody recently, if you haven't already been seeing this person?
Well, somebody wants to fix me up with somebody, but I only spoke to him on the phone twice so far. I never met him or anything yet.
Do you know his birthday?
I don't. I only know his first name.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing a guy come up for you, and he's somebody who's kind of, you know, gone through some relationships or and or marriage before. He's kind of older. I'm not sure if he's older than you, but he's a man of age, you know. I'm actually seeing that would be a good move for you to go through with that introduction. Also, I see something. If you've been waiting on some type of finances to come in, I don't know if it's a life insurance policy or something that involves maybe like probate court or something like that. I'm seeing that you're going to get some good news around that, and you're going to have victory with that, and you're going to be celebrating. But I'm saying that it's going to be a great week for you as far as moving forward with hope. You should definitely move forward with hope in your heart that everything is going to work out. But I'm seeing a guy show up, and he could be Aquarius, Gemini, or Libra himself. And I'm also seeing a financial situation or something that you've been waiting on. You're going to get some more good information about it. But overall, whether it's this coming week or within the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're definitely going to get some good information about something you were waiting for on the legal ends of things, like when it comes to finances. And you're going to be stable, and you're going to be able to get some stuff paid off and some stuff done when you receive this money.
Yeah.
Does any of that make sense?
You're right. Yeah, my mom just passed away 2 weeks ago, and so it's probably coming from her money. That's what you're probably referring to. And the signs that you're talking about, like, I have seen some signs from my mom, but I think I'm probably blocking some of the signs out because I'm still really sad, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what she was talking about.
Well, be of good courage, though, because things are going to work out. And I'm seeing a king and a queen, which I'm seeing the queen of swords and the king of swords pop up for you. So you're a Libra, so I'm assuming that this queen is you, and this queen is going to have victory over any type of judgment, anything you were waiting on the financial end. I see a lot of forward movement coming up for you, and I do see a king in your reading, so... be on the lookout for that. Just be open. I would say just be open, because it's something about when we get parents on the other side of the veil, as I call it, they really truly be trying to work for us to bring everything into our lives.
Yeah, I could see that.
So
that makes
like
a lot
Kel
of
said,
sense.
Embrace the change, you know, embrace Prophet BK, just embrace what's about to happen and be of encouraged.
Okay. I do feel like good things are going to come. I'm just still grieving, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's okay to grieve. It's okay.
Mhm. Yeah. It's been pretty rough, you know.
And you're going to have to go through a period of healing, but as you're healing, Michelle, you got a lot of good things coming up for you. Just be rest assured of that. And call back in next week and keep us posted on how everything is going. Just give us an update next week. We want to see when all this good stuff starts pouring in for you. Because your parent definitely wants you to be happy from the other side. And even in your grief, you can still be happy, and you can still be in a season of abundance, right? Even as you grieve.
Right.
All
thank
right.
You so
thank
much.
You so much for calling
I really
in.
Really needed to hear
You're
it.
You're welcome, darling.
Bless you all. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, y'all. We've come to the end of our show for tonight. I just want to say thank you all so much for listening in. If you would like to get a spiritual consultation, a spiritual divination reading, or any type of coaching, spiritual advising from me, I can be reached at Leah, L-I-A underscore the, T-H-E underscore Sunstar, S-U-N-S-T-A-R on IG. And my email address is Leah the Sunstar, all one word, Leah the Sunstar at Gmail. please get in touch with me if you like an individual reading, or if you like a spiritual consultation with some spiritual advice from me. Also, Prophet BK, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Well, they can reach me on my business line, which is 470-455-3624. And I do also do readings for people that are not in Atlanta area. So I do Skype, and I also do over-the-phone sessions for people who may be interested in getting a reading and have their life changed.
Yes. And DJ, Kill the DJ.
Hey. Everyone can reach me mostly through Instagram. My Instagram handle is Kel the DJ 215. That's KELTHEDJ 215. And I'm also on Facebook as I have a fan page called Kel the DJ. So you can click like on that, and you can also message me through there.
Awesomeness. Y'all tune in next week. We are going to be talking about the topic of forgiveness. And our special guest next week is going to be Goddess Essence Turner. She's a radical forgiveness coach here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I think she does distance sessions as well. But please tune in next week, because our topic is on forgiveness. And Lord knows that it's going to be a very emotional topic. But I think we can all learn from having some forgiveness. And what better way to bring that in than with a radical forgiveness coach? So tune in next week to Enlightened Tea Radio at 914-803-4591 if you want to get a reading. Call in next week. Also, if you want to just listen in, please click on the link on Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, have a blessed, blessed, blessed week and night. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea? What's the tea, girl?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl? How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
What's the tea? What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea? What's the tea, girl? What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?